It's Man in the Morning on your 106.3, and it is officially here. It is time for Jimmy to confess his special number to his mom. Yeah. You just got off the phone with her, yes?
I did.
All right, so do you want to set this up? How did it go?
Well, it was uncomfortable. My dad was in the room, too.
Good old dad.
So he was kind of on my team, but, you know, it's, it went about as well as you would expect to tell your mom.
Okay. That. So here is your mom answering the phone.
Yeah, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Just hanging out at work. What are you doing?
Just got up for the morning, having a cup of coffee, and Dad's getting ready to go to work.
Well, aww. I just have to tell you something.
Uh-oh, she sounds so pleasant. Is she like, awkward. Tell you something, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can't get mad though at whatever
what?
I say.
Why are you gonna say that? You can't get mad.
Because I have to preface it, and that's
okay.
Okay, no. These conversations never go well when you start it that way.
I have to admit something to
oh,
you.
Oh no.
And if you're standing up, just sit down, and again, you can't get mad. I just feel like I have to get this off my chest. I want to tell you the number of people that I've slept with in my life.
Oh, okay. You just came out and blatantly said
what am I? I don't. My mom, she's at the age where, like, if I were to innuendo hint around it, she'd have no idea what I'm talking about.
All right, so we're going to hear her response and how you told her right after Shawn Mendes. It is Manny in the Morning on your 106.3, and I have been dying to find out your mom's response when you told her this.
I just feel like I have to get this off my chest. I want to tell you the number of people that I've slept with in my life.
Oh, I can't believe you just came out and said it.
Let me just rip this Band-Aid off.
Okay, all right, let's hear what she has to say.
So I have to tell you. So, and again, this is a judgment-free zone, and my birthday's already passed, so you've already gotten me a birthday present. So I'm just going to tell you it's been...
Oh!
I think you're a story.
Good job, buddy.
Hey, yeah, Dad.
That's not nice.
Why do you think that's why? You don't... Okay.
Well, because I've known your girlfriends, and unless you have a secret life, you're not.
I mean, I've been
you
up here.
You need to go get yourself tested, young man.
Oh,
what?
That's not cool. Don't tell anybody else that.
Yes.
Well, I kind of just did.
Well, you need to tell Bree.
No.
Yes, I'm going to tell Bree.
Yo, no.
Bree would be your girlfriend.
My current
and
girlfriend.
And I love how your mom's immediate, like, you need to tell Bree. And go get yourself.
Because she likes her more than me, especially now.
Oh, all right. So let's hear what else she has to say.
Yes, I'm going to tell Bree.
Yo, no, you can't. Why? I hope she's not listening.
I hope she's not listening to you because you're probably going to get a Dear Jimmy letter after.
All right. Well, since the judgment is here, well, I'll let you go now, and you can continue on with your coffee and shame of your son.
So awkward.
Can I put you on our prayer list at church?
Please do. I need. Please
yes.
do.
Yes. Yes. Sweet mom has you on the prayer list.